Hello.
Hello. I am from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
I am.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding storms and wildfires, and more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change?
I am concerned. My son actually works for a program at Georgetown University that is about climate change. So I am somewhat concerned what he relays to me, the information that he is learning. So yes, I am concerned. Honestly, I don't know that we can make a difference. My son tells me, yes, you know, if more people really committed to it, we could make a difference about it. Honestly, I don't know that we can.
Okay.
But yes, I am concerned.
Would you say you're very concerned or somewhat concerned?
I would say somewhat.
Okay. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
You know, I cannot really say for sure, honestly, because we have such erratic weather and the mountains bring in such a cold air, and then, but then it's cooler in the summertime, and it's always different. I don't know. So I can't give you an honest answer about that.
Okay. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oh, I would definitely support that.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment use to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
It would really depend on if it was going to affect me tax-wise. If it was going to increase my taxes substantially, then I would have to oppose it, although I do believe in it. But, you know, my taxes going up all the time, that's a concern.
Okay. Well, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would say somewhat support, because it would be depending on how much it would raise the taxes.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each,
okay,
please indicate whether you support or oppose the proposal. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Oh, yes. I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heat, rainstorm. Heavy rainstorm. Do apologize.
Strongly support.
Improving it, like trickle, the grid reliability. Do apologize. Reliability. Do you somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or somewhat support it?
Okay, was that question to increase reliability? Was that what the question was?
It says improving electrical grid.
Improving the electrical
reliability.
Grid. Okay, I would somewhat support that. Like I said, it's going to depend a lot on how it would affect taxes.
What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise?
I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
Strongly support.
Expanding quality health care?
Strongly support.
Increasing access to public transportation?
Strongly support.
Okay. Now, how convincing do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Just let me know if it's very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Here's the first statement. It says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to a cleaner form of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Oh, I find that very convincing.
The other one says, the communities who have contributed the last to the climate change crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floodings, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Mariners, a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
This other one here says climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in food management, grid, and reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Wow. I don't think it's just black and white. I think I would have to have more information to make a qualified answer for this. So
okay.
I can't give you an answer on that for sure.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
It would enhance my opinion.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
it would enhance my opinion.
Now, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I somewhat oppose it.
And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the independent?
I didn't even know about Kennedy Jr. running. Oh, my God. I would probably vote for Trump.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Which of the following age groups do you fall? I have 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 and older.
I am 64. I'll be 65 in March.
And with which party are you registered to vote?
I am a registered Republican.
Now, my last question, what is your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You too. And you have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
If you celebrate
Christmas
it.
To you too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.